We are right in the heart of the retreat. I feel this in the conversations and the interview, the group discussions, and I'm just so inspired. By your commitment, your dedication, your curiosity, the trust, the willingness to just keep looking and keep it simple. As we do this really simple practice, very naturally, so many beautiful qualities grow, develop. I hear a lot of them in your discussion, in your descriptions, in your descriptions of your practice. And it's delightful for me to hear these beautiful qualities developing. And yet sometimes it's interesting, but even as we're in the middle of this growth and cultivation of mindfulness and trust and interest and love, patience, wisdom. Sometimes we miss it. We might be focused on the object and not actually, I mean, kind of know in the background that there's some confidence, but really take it in. So much goodness being cultivated in your hearts and minds. So much beauty. This beauty benefits yourself, but also benefits the world. And it's a rare thing, really, in this world to be, well, to have the privilege to sit in a community of people sharing this aspiration towards cultivating love and wisdom. Compassion and mindfulness and patience. And confidence, trust. Equanimity. happiness, delight. Sometimes at the end of a day of practice, I like to, especially when I'm on retreat, as I'm lying in bed before I fall asleep, I let myself reflect back over the day. Actually, think back over what happened during the day in terms of both practice and living a life, living a simple life here. And in that reflection, I remind myself of the skillful qualities, those beautiful states, those beautiful qualities that have been happening and being cultivated. Oh yeah, there. That was love. And then there was patience. Yeah, it was struggling, but there was a lot of patience with that. And then delight. In the seeing of something, delight in the being with something that was challenging. Maybe a stillness for a time, the mind settled and quiet, tranquil. Maybe a surprising equanimity. Just reflecting back over the day and reminding myself of the wholesome qualities. This can delight the heart, this reminding. And sometimes in the middle of the retreat, in the heart of the retreat, we might get a little myopic, maybe surface a little bit. It's like, what am I doing here again? And reminding yourself of all the goodness and the power that goodness has, not only for your own life, but for those we meet. And don't underestimate the power of that goodness. Appreciating the goodness.